Conversation 2.
Okay, Nathan. So we are talking about driving. And are there any rules or regulations that you'd like to change?
I'm not sure I want to change rules. But I'd like the police to be stricter on the rules. Like if people jump the traffic lights. I don't know why there isn't a camera at the traffic lights to stop people doing that. Or like speeding. It is very easy to put speed cameras in certain places.
Maybe car manufacturers should have some responsibility in limiting the power of their engines. What's the point in producing an engine that is big and powerful enough to go like 200 kilometers per hour when the speed limit is only 100?
Right. But do you know there are no speed limits in Germany?
People there do drive responsibly, though. Often, people break laws simply because the laws are there. If the law isn't there, people will drive within their ability range. When you've got speed limits, this creates a situation that actually presents dangers on the road.
Do you think Germans have better education about personal responsibility when driving?
Possibly. They also have very good cars.
Right.
If you've got a good car that can go at high speed, then it's really nice to do that.
But still with care.
So, I think it is the restriction that creates the danger sometimes.
Okay.
Obviously, when driving through a residential area or where there's a school, you've got to have speed policemen.
Speed bumps.
Yes, speed bumps. Those speed bumps that force you to slow down. I think they're a good idea.
So you don't think fining people is useful?
Not really, because the police don't have time to police every single driver.